This is Talking Heads. It's the morning zine here on KSJD. I'm Jeff Pope.
And I'm Gail Binkley.
Gail's the editor of the Four Corners Free Press, and twice a month we come to you to talk about local politics here in Mount Dolores, things that are going on in our community. And today is no different. We are going to spend today, as we have the last few episodes of Talking Heads, talking about education and listening to students talk about education and how what it means to them in their communities. As well, we're joined by the superintendent of Dolores School District, Scott Cooper. Joining us also are students from Dolores High School, Kat Romerde and Michael Sparks. They're both seniors at Dolores High School. Welcome, and glad to have you guys here. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to start with the students and start with Michael and Kat, and I'd like you to tell me about how you value education and what it means to you, your seniors, and looking back, and tell me what it means to have had the education you got. You want to jump in, Kat?
Sure. I really value education because I feel like when I go off to college or I go into the workforce that I will have a one-up against maybe not many other people, but at least a few other people. And by having this sort of education that I'm getting, I am able to progress through my life with a much better understanding of myself and the community and the people around me, as well as the mechanics of everything that I'm doing. So,
I see that education is a great opportunity for understanding who I am and who I want to be, and I really think it's education in general is a great just way to go through life.
You see a lot of movies in, you know, popular culture and things like that where I think teenagers and high school students are depicted as really finding high school a big joke and a waste of time and so on. And, you know, like we all have experiences where it's like this teacher's better than this one or such and such. But overall, I mean, would you say that that's how most students feel in your school or some of them? Or kind of what do you think people really think about going to high school?
I think there are a lot of stereotypes and stuff, but I think there are a lot of kids who truly have some kind of motivation that keeps them in high school some way, somehow. And that's, so this, you know, these ideas are, I think, not always true.
What about you, Kat?
I think much of the same in that I think kids really do want an education, but sometimes it's hard to get into it. Maybe they don't like the teacher or the people around them, or they're not getting the right kind of teaching, maybe a visual learner versus a listening learner or things like that. But if people my age take advantage of it, I think they're really going to prosper from it later in life, and they may regret it if they don't.
Do you think the education you're getting is going to be relevant to what goes on in the outside world?
Well, that's hard to say because I truly don't, I've never been outside world kind of thing. But I think it gives us a start and, at least ready for college.
You too, Kat?
Yeah, I definitely think so. At Dolores, even though there may not be as much diversity of classes, they're getting you at least ready to go somewhere and to start going up the stairs of education, even if you're not halfway through yet or something like that, especially with the college classes that we're offered for dual credit. That's definitely going to help us along the way.
If you've just joined us, this is Talking Heads. It's the Wednesday morning zine. I'm Jeff Pope here with Gail Binkley. Gail's the editor of the Four Corners Free Press. And we're talking about education this morning with folks from Dolores High School, two seniors, Kat Romerde and Michael Sparks. And also Superintendent Scott Cooper is here. And Scott, I want to turn to you and ask about the award that the Dolores School District just got from the state, awarded for excellence.
Yeah, very, very proud of the Dolores School District. The Dolores School District was awarded the Accreditation with Distinction Award from the State Department this year. That is based on last year's CSAP data. This award is awarded to districts where students have performed extremely high on the CSAP, but not only that, they made huge academic gains from one year to the next. Very impressive with the Dolores students and the Dolores teaching staff. And so recently we visited Denver for an awards ceremony, and it was just quite an honor up there. There's only 18 school districts out of the 178 that were awarded this accreditation with distinction. It places Dolores in the top 10% across the state, and I'm just very proud of the students and staff.
What were the kind of gains made that they cited you for?
So overall achievement scores were higher than they've been in past years, and academic growth from one year to the next year based on CSAP data, those gains were substantial, meaning it was more than just a year's growth for many populations of students throughout the district, not just in one school or one population.
When I happen to know that you're a former teacher and principal in other schools, and I know that teachers and a lot of people look at CSAPs and say that's one measure sure. of growth. And so you're being awarded, and rightly so, for that measure of growth. Are there other places that you would say, you're new into the Dolores School District, are there other places you would see that are non-tested or other places of growth that you think the district should be proud of that are not related to just these CSAP scores?
I think the district as a whole does a great job. It provides opportunity for the students to have a good, well-rounded education, not just focused on math and reading scores. Those are what it really comes down to for CSAP. A little bit on science, but really it's math and reading scores. We do a great job, I feel, that with our music, with our arts, with our PE, with our athletic programs. Throughout, we offer a lot of good opportunities for the students to shine. Not all of that is measured directly on the CSAP, but indirectly it is. I mean, through music and the arts and being active and engaged in your community, all of this helps a student become a more well-rounded student, and they perform better on these state exams. These state exams are testing students on state standards, and these state standards have been built by teachers over time. So there is some credit. There's a lot of credibility to it. It is, you know, a little frustrating that on one day there's one test and that's what it comes down to. But leading up to that, there's a lot of good legwork and a lot of good teaching going on that helps a student prepare for those exams that then reflect back on the learning experience as a whole. It's not everything, but it is one important piece.
That's the voice of Scott Cooper. He's the superintendent of Dolores School District. If you've just joined us, this is The Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope. It's Talking Heads. I'm here with Gail Binkley. We're talking about education and Dolores School District, and specifically, they've received an award for having accreditation with distinction. They are now in the top 10% of all school districts in the state of Colorado based on their performance last year on CSAP scores. Gail?
We've heard your superintendent talking about Dolores and how it's doing. What would you say? I mean, you obviously talk to other students in other schools. How would you say your education at Dolores is kind of comparing to other school districts?
I think the Dolores School District is doing really well in that they're providing an education that is covering quite a bit of the bases that they're going to need, as well as diversifying their education in that you get a small classroom setting where you can actually talk to the teacher and figure out what problems you're having, and that's ultimately going to help you when facing problems otherwise. This summer I actually went to a science camp, and there I found, even though I haven't had as many high-level classes as some of the students there that go to larger schools, I was equally well-rounded and even excelled in some areas, such as dissections, even though that sounds kind of gross, but I get more hands-on experience and teacher-on-teacher or teacher-on-student interaction that will help me, I think.
That's great.
I definitely agree with Kat, and there are a lot of hands-on and, activities that all the teachers incorporate in every class. And each teacher is very well acquainted with every student throughout the year. So,
On the flip side, this is your chance, you're seniors, and what are the things you want to see get better at Dolores High School? What are the things that are lacking? One of the guys that can make a difference is sitting to your right, and there are a lot of people listening. Where do you think the school can improve?
Well, I definitely think the school can improve on its actual construction, because I've been in multiple science classes where there's a bookshelf in the back and it's winter and the snow is melting and you have to put buckets above the shelves underneath the roof so that the books don't get ruined, and we don't have that many books and it's hard to get them back if they do get ruined. So definitely the construction part of it, I think, needs to be improved. Also, maybe funding for different types of classes or books for classes. Michael and I are in an American history class, and this year we had to get our books late and sometimes, or at the beginning, didn't have enough because the funding was hard to get for those books.
Mm-hmm. And some of the books don't even have, we have to get, like,
paperback?
Paperback.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It just seems like there's some things that some money could help, possibly. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Sounds mm-hmm. like you're saying, both in terms of supplies and in terms of the physical facilities. Yeah. You spoke earlier about, you know, feeling that education is valuable and that, it, you know, that you feel that it has value and that a lot of students do, even though they may not admit this necessarily. When you look out in the broader community, do you feel that people as a whole value education, you know, for other people in the, you know, for their children and other people's children? Do you feel that people say that education is a priority?
I believe they do. I see a lot of people and parents mostly are very incorporated within the school district and encourage all kinds of extracurricular and academic activities throughout the school. So I am proud to say that a lot of parents help out. And
what do you think, Cap?
I definitely agree. Going to a football game, you see like hundreds, maybe not hundreds, it's kind of a tiny town, but a lot of parents coming and supporting, but also with even pep rallies where they're presenting academic awards or coming to the community meetings or the school board meetings when something's going on. There's a lot of people involved, parents, students who care, and just community members that really want to get involved in this type of education that we're trying to bring.
I'm trying to square Kat and Michael, what you've just said about you believe the community very much supports education or values education, and yet there's water falling on your books, and the books you don't get your books in time, and some of them are paperbacks, so they're not textbooks that are long lasting. That comes from money, and so where I'm drawing a blank maybe is, do you think that people value education with their money in Dolores? In other words, you're saying there's some things you'd like to see with money, but you don't have them, or are those disconnected? And maybe I'm off on the wrong track.
I definitely think that right now it's really hard for people to support others or education, for that matter, with their money because of the economy at the moment, or maybe just it's not the right time for them. And I think that by coming and supporting anyway, that they're showing that they do care, and when they can help with money, that they will. By trying to get this BEST grant that we're going for, I think that we're asking for money that we truly need from a source that can fund us, and then the community may get fired up to help more, knowing that somebody else that has the money can support us as well.
We're going to take a short break here. This is Talking Hands. I'm Jeff Pope here with Gail Binkley, my co-host, and we're talking with Kat Remerde, Michael Sparks, and Scott Cooper. Kat and Michael are seniors at Dolores High School. Scott is the superintendent. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us. This is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Gail Binkley.
Hey, Gail's the editor of the Four Corners Free Press, and today we're back talking about local politics in our community, and specifically today we're talking about education and valuing education. It's part of an ongoing conversation KSJD is having with students, administrators, and teachers in our community about the value of education. In a few moments, we're going to talk about the BEST grant, which Dolores School District is going to be applying for, and Kat, you had just mentioned that, and in passing, when I was asking you about the value that people place on education, and you said this, you know, the economy's down, it's not a good time for some people to do that. We saw in November, we saw across the state of Colorado, school districts voted down mill levies. Are you guys aware of how many that basically adults across the state of Colorado said no to education everywhere, except for, I think, three school districts. One of them was Ignacio, and the other ones were on the Front Range. And they did get mill levy raises. Here in our own backyard, Southwest Open School had a mill levy gambit that failed, and Mancos School District did as well. Dolores School District has been one of the only school districts in our two-county area in recent memory that has passed a mill levy that has a sunset coming up not too soon in the
2016.
Yeah. Rapidly.
I'm well aware of that sunset.
Yeah. That's the voice of Scott Cooper here, the superintendent of the Dolores School District. Do you guys think about that? You know, the last three, 4 years, you know, you're in school, you're working. Do you think about how the adults are sort of out there thinking about funding and making sure the holes aren't in the ceilings? Or does that just not occur to most kids?
Once in a while, you know, you see these big projects that go on in school or sometimes just fixing certain things. Most of the time, you know, I don't really think about it. And I see it as another thing, day.
You were aware, though, and are aware, Kat, of the BEST grant.
Right. Well, Michael and I are in student government, and so we're exposed to this kind of thing a lot more than I think we would be if we weren't in student government or community involvement, things such as that. I mean, being in high school for only 4 years, when you're starting to get involved in community and extracurricular activities, I don't think that is a long enough period to actually feel the impacts of these things that are going on or even notice the difference sometimes. I mean, you see these signs like, don't pass this bill or do pass this bill, and you might not always know what it means if you don't research it, even if you are a student that and you are being the one who is affected. So sometimes we're just not aware of what's going on that concerns us, I think.
Now, you are aware, though, of the BEST grant.
And
you
yes.
said
there.
Can you say, talk to me about what's happening here in Dolores around the BEST grant?
I am kind of aware, at least, of the BEST grant. We got to talk about it in student government. And to my awareness, the BEST grant is a matching grant that the federal government provides, and then the community has to match it. I think it's going towards rebuilding our campus that is somewhat dilapidated and needs a renovation, I think. And it might also be going towards education costs, like budgets for certain areas of the teaching, like the sports or the music or the history class or things like that. I really think it's going to help us when we get to that point, if we do indeed get granted, and I think it's really going to help out in future areas.
Scott, can you emphasize anything that she's...
Sure, definitely. She's, definitely.
And then maybe fill in some gaps if there are any.
Can't hit most of it on the nail head there. One thing just to clarify, though, the matching grant funds from the BEST grant that comes from state school trust land. The neat thing here is the school trust land is set aside for the benefit of schools. And in this state, quite a few years back, about 2008, not that far back, but they decided to use the lease money, the rental money from oil and gas companies on this school trust land, build a bank of money there, and pull in some Colorado State Lottery funds to build about a $500 million bank of money to then create competitive grants for school districts to reach out and apply for matching grant funds to rebuild buildings. And it's capital improvement, so it just has to be like our science building, our VOAG building, the locker rooms that haven't been touched since 1950 something that are pretty disgusting. So we really need.
I can almost smell them.
It is horrific, and I invite anybody listening to come by. I'll give you a tour. It is amazing what the conditions that these students have been learning in and doing so well. It's just amazing. Real quick, I want to put a plug in for next Tuesday night at the 17th of January, 6:30 p.m. at our Dolores District office, the new location at 100 North 6th Street. Please come by and learn more about the BEST grant and matching school bond. We're going to have snacks, refreshments. We're going to have architects there. We're going to have the master plan up on the wall. We're going to have sample property values with pictures of homes and businesses around town and what it would cost per month if this all came to be, that we achieve the BEST grant and we pass a matching school bond in November.
Again, that's next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. at the Dolores District Complex at 100 North 6th Street in downtown Dolores. And it's a great opportunity to see the new complex, too, that we share with the San Juan BOCES. It's a great facility.
You guys may not have followed this. I certainly wouldn't have when I was in high school. But recently there was a really major decision by a judge in Denver in a case involving education in the state of Colorado. It was called Lobato. And the judge basically said that Colorado is not following its own constitution because it's not providing a fair and equal system statewide for all the different schools. In other words, some schools have a lot of funding, some don't have much funding. Do you have any sense about whether that's true? I mean, do you know people from other schools that have a lot more money? Is this something that you've thought about? And do you think that it's fair to say that the schools should be kind of roughly equal across the state?
Well, I definitely... In FFA, I get the opportunity to meet with a lot of different people from different schools. So I get that chance to see the schools and meet with these people. And I think that it is true that each school has different fundings. And I believe that, giving that opportunity gives every person kind of equal opportunity to, further their education.
Yeah, and I think that's true. I think the funding needs to be a little bit more distributed equally. I know that a lot of larger schools obviously need to get more funding because they have more students, but they also have the better facilities, maybe more opportunities for different types of education or just better stuff like books or maybe have a nice projector that actually works and doesn't overheat and die when you're in the middle of a presentation. Anything like that. And I do think about this, but maybe not on a large scale like going to the Senate and asking for these types of things.
Well, if you had just a bunch of money, let's just say hypothetically, that like some of the really well-funded schools and beyond just, having better facilities and so on, are there different kinds of programs you'd like to see at Dolores High that maybe students would like to take that they don't offer now?
I know that in a lot of schools they offer a lot more electives to actually figure out what you might want to do. Like, I know there's no such thing as an architecture or construction class or business classes or financial planning classes, things like that, that I know that if I hadn't researched it going into college and getting financial aid, I would have no idea what I was doing. And I do get help from people, but that's because I've reached towards it. And I think these types of classes or funding to get these types of programs or extracurriculars of some sort would definitely help people getting into their lives and into the real world.
Michael, what do you think?
I think there's mostly extracurricular would be beneficial, but some core classes need improvement also, and you know, just the regular, you know, supplies in certain core classes would, you know, improve, you know, learning a lot, and sports, it, you know, would be helpful too. But I see, you know, if they offered more sports, I would definitely have better chance of playing more
different kinds of things.
Like,
yeah, uh-huh.
Like if they ever offered ultimate frisbee.
There you go.
That's going to wrap it up for Talking Heads today. I want to thank our guests today, Kat Romerde, Michael Sparks, and Scott Cooper for coming in. Kat and Michael are seniors at Dolores High School, and Scott is the superintendent. Dolores High School has just been awarded an accreditation, an award to put them into the top 10 school districts in the state of Colorado for their performance on CSAP last spring, and I want to congratulate you again, and good luck going forward, and good luck next year to you guys as you finish your senior year and do the rest of the year. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Gail Binkley, I'm Jeff Pope, and that wraps it up for Talking Heads.